上你急救控酷酷的苦苦的，这是来自于 Ingrid Michaelson 的一首 Time Machine。先来听歌词 You lit the fire, then drank the water. You slammed that door and left me standing all alone. 有连读 all alone, all alone, 独自 We wrote the story, we turned the pages. You changed the end like everybody said you would. I should have seen it coming.It should have sent me running. 注意了 ,should 后面加上 have 的缩写会念作 should have. That's what I get for loving you. If I had a time machine, 如果我有一台时光机 time machine, 有连读 time machine. And if life was a movie scene, I'd rewind and I'd tell me run.Rewind, R-E-W-I-N-D, 倒带 We were never meant to be, 我们从来就不是命中注定的 So if I had time machine, I'd go back and I'd tell me run I got your letters, I got your words, I stacked them high Stack, S-T-A-C-K, 堆成一堆 And lit them all, and let them burnYour broken stories don't mean a thing. You made that bed, good luck falling back asleep. 你种的因，结果自己承受。床是你自己铺的，祝你睡个好觉。I should have seen it coming. It should have sent me running. That's what I get for loving you. Sad story. If I had a time machine and if life was a movie scene, movie 电影 scene 场景 I'd rewind and I'd tell me run. We were never meant to be. So if I had time machine, I'd go back and I'd tell me run.Your love, it got me higher, then it drove me up the wall. But the higher up you go, the further you will fall. If I had time machine, and if life was a movie scene, I'd rewind and I'd tell me run. 好了，接下来咱们完整的去把这首歌听一遍。 欢迎回来。好了，接下来咱们一起来看一下歌词里面出现的一些单词和词组。比如说歌名叫做时光机 Time Machine， 连读就是 Time Machine， 时光机。那 machine 这个单词我们一起来看一下 M-A-C-H-I-N-E Machine Machine， 名词表示机器、机构或者机械般工作的人。听下例句，她用缝纫机缝了这些裙子。 She sewed the dresses on the sewing machine. Sew 动词缝制 S-E-W Sewing machine 就是缝纫机的意思。我想我该停下来了，否则的话我会变成一台机器的。 I think I've got to stop or I might turn into a machine. 他忘我的投入工作就像是一台写作机器一样。 He has dedicated himself to his work and become just a writing machine. 注意了，这个 become 呢，它是接前面的 has become 过去完成时，所以这个地方它不是动词原形，而是动词过去分词。Dedicate, D-E-D-I-C-A-T-E 是表示奉献，把某人奉献到什么事情里面，就是 dedicate oneself to something。 再听一遍， He has dedicated himself to his work and become just a writing machine. 他忘我的投入到工作当中，变成一台写作机器。我在街角的自动售货机上面买了一份美国今日 USA Today 是一份报纸。 I bought a copy of USA Today at the street corner vending machine. Street corner 是街角，那么它形容后面的 vending machine。 好， vending machine， vending V-E-N-D-I-N-G 表示售货的， vending machine 就是售货机。好，第二句歌词他说 You slammed that door， 你砰的一声摔门而去。要重点看一下这个动词 slam S-L-A-M slam slam， 动词砰的一声关上门或窗，或是用力的一放一推，猛的击打或者猛烈抨击等等等等意思。听下例句，他又惊又喜的听着电话，然后啪的一声挂断了。 She listenedIn a mixture of shock and anger before slamming the phone down. 好，注意一下， She listened. 她听什么呢？以什么方式去听呢？ In a mixture. Mixture. M-I-X-T-U-R-E. 什么什么的混合物。什么的混合物呢？ A mixture of shock. 惊吓。And anger. 就是恼怒怒气。Before slamming the phone down.就是他在把电话啪的一声挂断之前呢，他是听得又惊又气，他是在又惊又气的听着电话。再听一遍， She listened in a mixture of shock and anger before slamming the phone down. 他砰的一声带上了大门，或者他砰的一声摔门而去。 He slammed the gate shut behind him. 他把我狠狠地摔在了地上。 He slammed me againstThe ground against 有一种被靠在上面的感觉，所以是他把我狠狠地摔在了地上。He slammed me against the ground. 下一句比较长，这个大名鼎鼎的电影制片人声色俱厉地抨击了这些说法，称之为无耻的谎言。The famed, F-A-M-E-D, famed, 出名的 filmmaker, 电影制片人 slammed, 严厉的抨击 claims 说法 as an outrageous lie. 好了，看一下单词 claims 表示说法 C-L-A-I-M, 它也表示索赔的意思。那在这个句子里面它表示说法 as 作为outrageous, out, O-U-T, rageous, R-A-G-E-O-U-S, outrageous 是形容词，表示粗暴的、无法让人容忍的或令人惊讶的。那在这个句子当中我们把它翻译成无耻的。再听一遍， The famed filmmaker slammed the claims as an outrageous lie. 这位出名的电影制片人声色俱厉地抨击了这些说法，并将其称之为无耻的谎言。 好，最后一个跟这个 slam 相关的词组叫做 grand slam, grand slam, grand, G-R-A-N-D, 它是一个形容词，表示豪华的、重要的、恢宏的。那 grand slam 放在一起，实际就是大满贯的意思，大满贯。他们1990年赢得了大满贯 ，They won the grand slam in 1990。再听下面一句歌词。We turned the pages. 我们翻过这一页，要讲的词组是 to turn the page. 那这个意思就是翻开这一页，就是不再纠结过去，开始人生的新篇章。听一下例句，离婚的时候 John 哭得特别厉害，那离婚之后他决定不再纠结过去，然后就又开始了派对人生，活得很潇洒的人生。听一下例句， John cried a lot， 哭得很多，哭得很厉害， during her divorce， 她的离婚这件事情当中。 When it was over， 但是当离婚结束的时候， she decided to turn the page and start partying。下面一句，其实下面这句歌词里面要讲的这个知识点呢，老早之前讲过，应该是很多次了。这句歌词说 I should have seen it coming。 好了，它的 have 它缩写成了就是一个撇加上一个 ve， I should have done something， 但是它缩写以后我们的读音就变成了 I should have， I should have， I should have seen it coming， 我应该早就看到事情会，这件事情会发生。好，我们要讲 should have done something， should 是应该，对不对？那 have done 就是做完，做成某件事情。所以 should have done 呢，它的字面意思就是本来应该做什么事情，但实际上并没有做。那我们翻译成该做而没做，应该做什么事情。听一下例句，昨天你就该把它做完的，你这个白痴。 You should have done that yesterday, youIdiot。 好了，以上呢就是今天节目的所有内容啦，非常感谢各位的收听和陪伴，我是 Linda， 那咱们下期见咯，拜。